Time now for a check of sports this morning here on KJAN. Sports is being brought to you by Farmers Insurance. See them for all of your insurance needs.
All right, three throws for a dollar. A winner!
Cool, Dad.
Here's a giant stuffed dog for your boy.
Oh, this isn't for him. It's for Dave, our Farmers Insurance and Financial Services agent.
Billy,
did you give me any great ideas on how to save and invest?
No.
Well, that's why our Farmers agent gets the dog.
Farmers Insurance and Financial Services agents can help you make informed decisions about saving and investing for your future.
Securities offered through and agents registered with Farmers Financial Solutions, LLC, member NESD.
Your area Farmers Insurance agent is Dave Jones in Atlantic. Call 243-3253.
I'm Chris Parks, the check of sports here on KJAN. Led by a disruptive performance from defensive end Marcus Hunt, SMU upset Fresno State 43-10 in the Hawaii Bowl last night. The 6'8" senior with an 82-inch wingspan forced two fumbles that led to field goals and sacked Derek Carr for a safety as the Mustangs ran off to a 22-0 halftime lead. SMU also returned two Carr interceptions for scores. Hayden Greenbauer's 83-yard pick six with just over a minute left capped the scoring barrage. It was the eighth of the season for SMU, tying the NCAA record set last year by Southern Mississippi. The victory finishes off a 7-6 campaign by June Jones's Mustangs. The Bulldogs finished 9-4 under first-year coach Tim DeRuiter. A Texas Tech official says the three Red Raiders won't be playing against Minnesota in Friday's Meineke Car Care Bowl because they violated team rules. He says Red Raiders starting defensive back Cornelius Douglas, Chris Payne, a linebacker who played mostly on Texas Tech special teams, and backup defensive tackle Leon Mackey won't play in the bowl game. The 7-5 Red Raiders take on the 6-6 Gophers about 3 weeks after Tommy Tuberville unexpectedly left to take the head coaching position at Cincinnati. Interim head coach Chris Thompson, who handled the offensive line under Tuberville, will coach the bowl game. Former Red Raiders standout quarterback Cliff Kingsbury was hired as Tuberville's successor on December the 12th. A snowstorm at the end of last week wiped out most of the high school contest on Thursday and Friday, but overall the first half of the winter sports season hasn't had many weather-related interruptions. Bud Legg is the spokesman for the Iowa High School Athletic Association, which oversees boys' sports.
Through Friday, we'll probably have maybe about 120 cancellations of boys' games, and probably for every boys' game, there's probably a girls' game that's been canceled. And a comparable number of wrestling events.
And he says that cancellations they've had in the last 2 years, it's the most they've had in the last couple of years.
You know, well, last year we had a really, really great year, but 3 years ago we had over 900 cancellations for the winter, and we're talking just boys' sports at that time. And of those 900, all but about 75 or 80 of them were made up.
The cancellations led to a lot of calendar checking by the athletic directors at each school.
You have to match schedules. Not only do you match schedules, but then you have the your officials are able to be hired or be able to come back. And then you've got to look at your other winter events, concerts, school plays, and that type of thing to stay away from conflicts there.
The sports teams do not practice on Christmas Eve or Christmas, and then it's up to the coaches how long of a break they give before starting up practice again. Legg says the association does not allow any regular games during a school's Christmas break.
They'll have scrimmages and what have you at maybe two or three schools at the same site and get in some scrimmage time. But because school staff is on vacation and communities have taken breaks and parents are taking trips, the Athletic Association for probably going on 40, 45 years now has determined that that's not a good time to try to play games.
The teams will return from break and begin playing games again in January. Hawkeye Aaron White says he got his feet back under him this past weekend as Iowa cruised to a 30-point win over Coppin State. White had struggled a bit offensively in the previous two outings, but White wound up scoring 20 on Saturday, including six dunks.
You know, it was good to get a game in like this right before we start Big Ten, you know.
Three freshmen are consistently part of the Hawkeyes' rotation this season, and White, a sophomore, says the team learned a lot in their 13-game non-conference schedule.
You know, we beat some good teams. You know, Iowa State's a good team. UNI's a good team. And then, again, beat these teams that, you know, on our schedule you look at, and we were supposed to beat them. So we weren't perfect, but we had some slips that we came back from.
Iowa opens Big Ten play against Indiana.
You got the previously number one ranked team in the country in Indiana, and then you turn right around a couple days later, you got the number two team in the country. So you just have to amp it up. You have to stay locked in really buy into the game plan that our coaches are putting together for us. You know, the whole staff has done great, you know, getting us prepared for every game this season. I think we've done a good job, you know, staying locked in no matter who our opponent is, but it's just going to be a little different challenge because now you're going against, you know, basically NBA players, future NBA players, you know, big, strong, you know, experienced guys in the Big Ten.
The Indiana game tips off at 3 p.m. on New Year's Eve. They'll play at Michigan on January 6th. White is from Strongville, Ohio, and he played in all 35 of Iowa's games last year, pulling down 199 rebounds and was named the Big Ten's all-freshman team. Duke and Michigan will remain the top two teams in the Associated Press college basketball poll, while Syracuse drops from third to ninth after its first loss. The Blue Devils received all but two of the first-place votes from the 65-member national media panel. Michigan got the others. Arizona, Louisville, and Indiana all moved up one place to third through fifth. Kansas, which won at Ohio State, moved from ninth to sixth. Missouri, which beat Illinois, jumped from 12th to seventh. And Cincinnati advanced from 11th to eighth. Syracuse, which lost to Temple, drops to a ninth, and Ohio State completes the top 10. Pittsburgh and Kansas State are the newcomers to the poll at 24 and 25. They replace New Mexico and North Carolina, which dropped out from 16th and 23rd after losses to South Dakota State and Texas, respectively. Stanford remains the number one in the Associated Press women's college basketball poll for the sixth straight week, matching the team's longest run in the top spot. The Cardinal had 24 first-place votes Monday, while Connecticut received 14. Baylor got the other two. UConn will visit Stanford on Saturday, trying to snap the Cardinals' 82-game home winning streak. The NBA's hottest teams will be playing at home in Los Angeles, and it's the Clippers, not the Lakers. There's a finals rematch in Miami, a holiday matinee in Brooklyn, Kobe versus the Knicks, and the 20th anniversary of one of Michael Jordan's most memorable games in Chicago. Welcome to Christmas NBA style. A five-game slate makes up the NBA's Christmas schedule, which this year comes with the additional bonus of not being the first day back after a lockout forced the cancellation of the opening portion of last season. Schedule makers set the matchups long ago, and the league always tries to get some marquee meetings. This year, they pretty much struck gold. The Sacramento Kings have reinstated center DeMarcus Cousins after a one-game suspension for unprofessional behavior and conduct detrimental to the team. Cousins practiced with the Kings on Monday. Cousins and Kings coach Keith Smart exchanged words in the locker room during halftime of Sacramento's loss at the L.A. Clippers on Friday night. Smart benched Cousins for the entire second half and ordered him to remain in the locker room. The 22-year-old Cousins has been suspended two other times by the NBA this season because of his conduct. He was not with Sacramento during the team's 108-96 home win against Portland on Sunday night. Cousins is averaging a team-high 16.6 points and 9.5 rebounds. Indianapolis Colts coach Chuck Pagano is thanking interim coach Bruce Arians for taking over and doing a masterful job in leading the team to the NFL playoffs. Pagano was back coaching the Colts on Monday, making his return the day after rookie Andrew Luck helped the team beat Kansas City and clinch a spot in the postseason. Pagano was on indefinite leave to battle leukemia since October 1st. The day he left, he asked Arians to step in and take over. The team went 9-3 with Arians calling the shot. Eagles rookie quarterback Nick Foles has a broken right hand, and coach Andy Reid says Michael Vick will likely start against the New York Giants in Sunday's season finale. Reid says Foles broke his throwing hand in the second quarter of Sunday's 27-20 loss to Washington, but returned to the game after x-rays at the stadium were negative. Vick hasn't played since suffering a concussion during a loss to the Cowboys on November 11th. He was recently cleared to return. Elsewhere around the NFL, Pittsburgh Steelers tight end Heath Miller sustained multiple torn ligaments in his right knee during the loss to the Bengals. Typical recovery time would extend well into the next season's training camp. Oakland Raiders quarterback Carson Palmer suffered cracked ribs and a bruised lung after a hard hit by Carolina linebacker Greg Hardy and will not play in the team's final game. The Chicago Bears have agreed to a one-year contract extension with veteran long snapper Patrick Manley through 2013. He holds the franchise record for games played with 230 and seasons with 15. He is the only player from the 1998 draft still with the team that picked him. Authorities say former NFL Pro Bowl linebacker Joey Porter was released from a California jail after paying $70,000 owed to a Hard Rock Casino in Las Vegas. Prosecutor Samuel Bateman said in Las Vegas says Porter was arrested during the weekend in a theft and bad check complaint filed earlier this year. Bateman and the 34-year-old Porter paid the amount and was released pending dismissal of the charge. A court date was not immediately set. Porter played 13 seasons for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Miami Dolphins, and Arizona Cardinals before retiring in July. And an assistant coach for the Kansas City Chiefs has received a citation for suspected driving while intoxicated after a one-vehicle crash. Police said Adam Zimmer was alone in his vehicle and unhurt in the accident around 9 p.m. Sunday on a street south of the Country Club Plaza shopping district. He was arrested and given a municipal citation and was released about 5 hours later on cash bond. The investigation was continuing on Monday. Let's look at the latest sports here this morning here on KJN. Sports brought to you by Farmers Insurance, located at 7th and Walnut in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.